This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. And we are broadcasting across the country on our Salem Media Group sister stations, as well as some of the most leading independent stations anywhere in the country. And we are nationally syndicated on the GCN Live radio network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. And we want to thank them for their service to America. To all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you're doing keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, oh yeah, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the security and construction workers too, and those convenience store clerks working overnight, don't forget, we don't forget about you either. And check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on that USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. Joining us right now, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge, and then we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first of all, we have a situation, a developing situation, with a Dubai Airlines plane that apparently took off and had to make an emergency landing in Russia because people were complaining that they were getting ill and felt like they were being suffocated. What the heck's going on?
That's exactly right, Captain. We're trying to learn a little bit more, as much as we can, of course, about this developing story. The plane was on its way to Dubai from Moscow. It made an emergency landing in the Russian city in the south of Russia called Volgograd, and it was about 1 hour and 25 minutes into the flight. Also, in the midst of all this, someone else was also taken off the plane, said to be drunk and said to have even maybe attacked one of the crew members, so we don't know if that's related or not. But you're right, several people got sick. They began to quote-unquote turn green and were saying that they were suffocating, that they couldn't breathe in very easily, obviously. And so they were taken off the plane. They were taken, some were taken to hospital. Others were looked at by medics on the scene. Then, Captain, it gets even stranger from there. The plane people got off the plane, they checked it, everybody got back on the plane, and they continued on to Dubai.
So we don't know exactly what happened, just that, what was it, about 10 rows of seats?
Well, that's right, yes. Several rows of seats, people started getting sick. One report that I've seen so far says that one theory is that people were eating together prior to getting on the plane. But this, again, that's all unsubstantiated at this point. But certainly something that fast-moving, when everybody starts getting sick pretty much at the same time, obviously could be some kind of food poisoning. But if these people did not have some connection, say, before they got on the flight, eating together or going to the same restaurant at the airport or something, it means that obviously something else was going on. Was it airborne or what have you? We just don't know yet.
Okay, and folks, we'll definitely stay abreast of that one because who knows what might have happened there. And, of course, Dubai Airline flight tells me that it could be some hanky-panky going on. But we'll wait. We'll see before we make any other decisions or, you know, make any other calls here. But, obviously, there is plenty going on in the world in which we live in. And there was another story that I sent you that I took a look at here. Let's see here. Mohammed Abbas, Mr. PLO, has taken over what UN agency?
Well, he made a call at the UN, I know, in order to try to get some kind of protection for the Palestinians.
They're now on the Human Rights Agency, yeah. And they're running the show.
Yeah. Well, that's
talk
right.
talk about the fox leading the hen house here.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, this whole idea is that somehow the Palestinian delegation or what have you needs some kinds of protection, and they talk about terrorism being thwarted in the Middle East. But, of course, one wonders exactly what he's really talking about. You know, Captain, it's...
Well, you can talk all he wants. He's running that committee right now for the UN, so guess what? They're the ones in charge.
Well,
he wants a UN force there in Palestine.
In Palestine, exactly. Exactly. Well, of course, the idea is to frame somehow the Israelis and their priorities there, not only in their own country, but in the region for their own protection. How many times has Israel been attacked over its modern existence since 1948? Several times. So daily they are under some kind of scrutiny because someone is going to be coming against Israel, it would seem.
And when they get attacked, and they actually have verification of the fact that some of these missiles that are being pointed at them are coming from Palestine, then guess what? It becomes what it becomes. They can prove what they're talking about. But, you know, Mohammed Abbas calling for an end of terrorism by Israel, well, you know, that's like calling the kettle black here.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, we all know the different tactics that these different terrorist organizations use, even within the Palestinian areas, Captain. When they fire those missiles, they know that if they have their missile sites and so forth near a place where children are going to be going to a school or to be playing or to be congregated, they know that it obviously is going to make the Israelis hold back from some kind of counterattack because of the humanitarian issues that come up. But for them to be doing what they're doing, obviously, is terrible to begin with.
All right. Hold that thought. Well, folks, we have no friend in the United Nations because they're the ones that are pushing Palestine to become a full-fledged member of the UN, just like as if they're the independent country that they're not. Oh, well, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, you are. And I'm waiting for Frank Salvato to chime in here with his little thing because it's just sitting there looking at me kind of strange. But
this is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
All right, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my good friends at the DR Mold Solutions Company. Now, I used them a few years ago, and when they approached me about advertising on the radio show, I said, sure, why not? I mean, people have got to have the problem that I had when I bought my older home and remodeled it and found some mold and had to be taken care of. And they did it. And they did it such that I haven't had another problem since. And it's many years later. They use a special EPA and FDA approved method to kill mold in your home or your office. And I mean, it goes away. Because for those of you that haven't noticed or paid attention, maybe some of that asthma, some of the itchy eyes, your kidney problems, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and more that you can't figure out where it's coming from. How about checking your surroundings and looking in the walls at your place? You might have some mold there, and if you do, it'll make you sick. So contact DR Mold Solutions. They'll go anywhere in the state of Florida, 727-692-9622, to have a healthy environment. Call DR Mold Solution today at 727-692-9622 and ask them about their New Year's special. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622. DR Mold Solutions. They kill mold. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Now, Kyle, if I mentioned the name Alice Bailey to you, just off the top of your head, would you know who that was if you hadn't done a Google search?
Well, yes, she's part of the what was called the Theosophy Society, and this is from way back earlier in the 20th century, yes.
Well, she was one of the original proponents of the New World or the New World Order, and she wrote many books, which are now being put forth as required reading for the kids in the high schools and junior high schools. Did you know that?
I didn't know that her books would be required reading, but, you know, she began publishing earlier in the 20th century with something called the Lucifer Trust, eventually became known as Lucius Trust, and that is one of the publishing wings, we understand, for the United Nations, for example.
And the Lucifer word means what to you?
Well, that's Lucifer. That's
the devil.
The
devil.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let me just talk about this 10-point strategy of the New World Order, which is now coming out, and which is some of what we're hearing from some of the public schools, especially in the very liberal states. Item number one, take God and prayer out of the education system. I think you can put a check mark there, right?
Right.
Item number two, reduce parental authority over children. I think you can put a check mark there, too, right?
Oh, yes.
And item number three, destroy the traditional Christian family structure. I think we can add a check mark to that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Item number four, sex is free, make abortion legal and easy. There we go, another check mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number five, make divorce easy and legal, free people from the concept of marriage for life. I think that's another check mark.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, make homosexuality an alternate lifestyle. I think we can put a check mark there.
Right.
Number seven, debase art and make it run mad. I think we've seen that going on too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Number eight, use the media to promote and change mindset. We see that every day, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely we do, yeah.
Number nine, create an interfaith movement. Check mark there.
Oh, yes.
Because they have an alternate religion. Number 10, get governments to make all these laws and get the church to endorse these changes, and they're doing that too, as we've seen a lot of different changes coming around here. That's another check mark. So those are their 10 points that she wrote about, and she seems to have been a woman greatly disappointed by Christianity, predominantly because she lived through both world wars, World War I and World War II, and apparently became traumatized with its effects, and that changed her into this new age person, which required a new world order.
Well, that's right. What she really wants, and I believe one of the things that she talked about was this idea of having a new world brain, basically, trying to bring all the nations together under this kind of spiritual ideology that she had. And Captain, it gets a little weirder even from there. She believed that she dictated, or the books that she wrote and so forth were dictated by some kind of spirit master to her. This kind of thing, and so yes, some of her stuff is peppered with Christian terminology, but when she says Christ, she doesn't mean the Christ of the Bible.
Well, here's the worldwide organizations that are teaching and handing out her books. Pardon me. Greenpeace International, Greenpeace USA, Amnesty International, and UNICEF, which is the United Nations.
Exactly right. So the whole idea, of course, is to bring the nations together, as it were, through an organization like the United Nations, but that is really a pretext to the idea of some kind of global governance. And it's all based in, spiritual talk and this kind of thing. But in reality, it's about doing the very things that you were just listing off, Captain, the things that actually destabilize our civilization, basically.
Well, that's why the whole goal and the way that they operate with the New World Order is they don't bother with the old people because they know that they're too stuck in their old traditions, and they know that they won't change. They go for the children, they go for the church, they go through the schools, they go through the religion, and that's exactly what's being done and what the Lucius Trust is currently doing. Again, the Lucius Trust was what? The Lucifer Trust at one time?
It was originally called Lucifer Trust. That's right.
Yeah, and according to Ms. Bailey, who has long since died and gone to heaven, or wherever she went, she probably didn't go to heaven with her Lucifer belief. Whatever change you succeed in implementing, get the church to endorse it, get the church to officially cede ground. That's what they're trying to do, and you see it almost every day with some of the things you read about.
Well, right, and I think it's important to point out, too, that the whole idea of the Lucius Trust, or the word coming from Lucifer, The word Lucifer means light bringer or bringer of light, and they actually see Lucifer in essentially as actually bringing light to humanity. Nothing could be further from the truth on that, I think we know.
Now, last week amid a government shutdown, Nancy Pelosi decided to take a 10-day trip to Afghanistan and Brussels. There were 30 members of the Democratic Party that were going along, I believe a total of about 90 people. Now, Nancy Pelosi, there's a false story out there going around the blogosphere that she was bringing 93 of her relatives with her. That was absolutely not true. They were taking the 30 congressmen and immediate members of their staff with them. That's who was going, because that's the only way they could get on the government plane and do what they were doing. But anyway, Trump asked her to stay in town to negotiate a reopening of the government, and President Trump has since ordered all congressional delegation travels postponed, regardless of who they are. But apparently, Nancy Pelosi seemed to have time to take this trip, the one to Puerto Rico, but no time to negotiate with the president or to see the angel moms whose loved ones were killed by illegal aliens who actually came to her office to meet with her.
Well, right. I mean, what other evidence do we need that the high-level Democrats, the Democrat leadership, the party elite, have no interest whatsoever in trying to get the 800,000 people who are missing paychecks their paychecks again? She was going to go off for a week, Captain?
10 days.
Yeah, 10 days.
She'd already been gone for a week.
Yeah, that's right, and just go on this junket or whatever, and that, of course, would mean, Captain, there would be no meaningful negotiation, and so is she just waiting out President Trump, I guess? But what about those people? At the very least, Captain, if she was at the negotiating table, regardless of this ridiculous story, the president slammed his hands on the table and walked out, this kind of thing, but if she actually was there trying to negotiate, even if she stood outside the White House door every day, she could have shown that she's interested in getting this solved, but she's obviously not.
And, of course, we had the March for Life last week, and all the three major news networks ignored the event. The only place where I actually saw much about it was Fox News, and I saw a couple of blurbs on CNN when I accidentally flipped by their channel, but I didn't see any coverage per se. And I hope that the Democrats who attended won't have to go through the witness protection program, because there was another pro-life event in Chicago last Sunday, well, a week ago, in which thousands attended. And for those who were aghast at late-term abortion, it seems that fully formed organs are worth more in the market than those that are not, because they're actually selling those organs out on the market.
Isn't that
which
something?
Is even more disgusting.
Yes, this is gruesome, and it's macabre, and it's just I remember those videos that came out about people, some of these people that perform these procedures, talking about the baby parts and these kinds of things. How horrible it is.
Yeah, hold that thought. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, BuzzFeed came out and had a little something to say last week, and a lot of people are saying stuff about it. There was a lot of discussion on the Sunday shows yesterday about it. BuzzFeed is not a credible news organization by any stretch of the imagination. And we'll tell you why.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's now been a full month since the partial government shutdown, and President Trump's proposed deal on Saturday doesn't seem to have made any headway with Democrats. Vice President Mike Pence spoke on Fox News.
What President Trump did here was he set the table for a deal.
Mississippi Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson on ABC's This Week says Democrats' objections are more about how the president is characterizing the idea of a physical barrier on the southern border.
Well, I don't think Democrats are opposed to any physical barriers. It's just the president constantly evolves his description of the wall, just as he indicated Mexico was going to pay for whatever was there.
Thompson is on the House Homeland Security Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, this portion of the program is brought to you by your local GEICO agent. You know, get a great rate with a personal touch. Ask about insurance for more than just your car, because your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycles, ATV, boat, and RVs, too, and it can even help with your homeowners and renters insurance through the GEICO Insurance Agency, and they are my insurance carrier. Now, your local GEICO office is also part of a tradition. GEICO has been saving people money for more than 75 years and is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So check them out online by going to geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us, and Kyle, I got to say hello to a whole bunch of truck drivers out there. We've got a bunch of Crete and Schaefer and Hunt transportation drivers chiming in. First of all, Trucker Mark didn't tell me where he's at, but hello, howdy. We got Trucker Eric, who's out in Klamath Falls, Oregon. We got, Catwoman and Road Dog, they didn't tell me where they're at yet. And Trucker Mark is another Trucker Mark. He's in Omaha, Nebraska at the terminal for Hunt Transportation. And we've got, Susan chiming in, Trucker Phil chiming in. We've got Trucker Jack chiming in, and they're all out on the highways and byways tonight. They said they're being a little bit careful because they're trucking through the snow where they just had all that snow in the east, up to 2 feet in some areas, unless you're by the lake and it's still snowing.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Lake Ontario, I'm talking about. Lee Shore, Lake Ontario, still snowing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're you know, a foot, 2 foot, that's a normal occurrence, but I'm not sure, but I think they're over that right now, but we'll find out soon enough. All right, well, Roger Stone. Why is it that Roger Stone is still even being talked about? What's the deal about Roger Stone?
Well, I think it has to do with Roger Stone, of course, being interviewed and looked at very carefully by the Mueller investigation. But there seems to be some connection, as I recall, with Jerome Corsi, that somehow it might have been that he was tipped off, about the emails and this kind of thing. And that was, I think, part of the reason that they were looking at Roger Stone. But Corsi had come out, several weeks ago and said, no, I actually figured out about the emails from Hillary Clinton and this kind of thing. It wasn't some kind of drop from some Russian agent or through any other intermediary. So it will be interesting to see how this all comes out in the Mueller report,
well,
if we ever get to see it.
BuzzFeed is by no means, and by the way, their title ought to tell you pretty much what they're all about. BuzzFeed is about the buzz, the banter that's going around the internet, and, you know, sources say. They've been all about that for several years since their existence, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, here is good old CNN chiming in with some of their people about what they think BuzzFeed is. Listen to this nonsense.
Joining us by phone now is one of the investigative reporters for BuzzFeed News who broke this story, Anthony Cormier. Anthony, thank you so much for being here. Your reporting has obviously captured much of the country this morning. It's on every network. So can you tell us, Anthony, the evidence? I know that in the report you say that you have two law enforcement sources who tell you that they have seen evidence, texts, emails, a cache of other documents, maybe transcripts with other witnesses in Trump Organization that Donald Trump pressured Michael Cohen to lie. He suborned perjury. Have you seen any of that other corroborating evidence?
No, I've not seen it personally, but the folks that we've talked to, the two officials that we've spoken to are fully 100% read in to that aspect of the special counsel's investigation.
Now, just about 2 or 3 hours after that interview, their total story was debunked by Robert Mueller, who came out in a very rare statement saying that what they were reporting just absolutely was not correct.
Well, that's right. And what we just heard that gentleman say was, they were specifically read into all of this in the Mueller investigation.
But he didn't see it personally.
Of course he didn't see it personally, that's right. But you're right.
But he knows folks to talk to people.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Well, that's usually what we call hearsay.
Yeah, that's hearsay evidence, and it's just like, you know, you can't, if you're going to go out and say sources said, okay, I get it. But you also say something like, but this can neither be confirmed nor denied, and that takes you off the hook. But no, these guys went right along with it and said, well, our sources are telling us.
Well, that's right. And usually, you know, legitimate reporters, they have sources. Their sources may not want to be revealed or can't be revealed at that time, but they have had to check and recheck and verify what those sources were telling them before they run with the story. That's usually the way that it worked in American journalism.
Okay.
But now it's different.
Well, we got some folks chiming in here. I mentioned Catwoman and Road Dogg. I hadn't heard from them yet. Well, now I have. They're down in Laredo getting their trailer on the border, headed back to Indiana with their trailer load of car parts. And Trucker Ed's up in Jacksonville. Good morning to you. And Alexandra is listening to us tonight. Hello, Alexandra. And Elise is listening to us. Hello, Elise. Hope you're doing very well, too. And Marilyn just chimed in, and Susan just chimed in. So there you go. We appreciate all them. And by the way, she's concerned about the aircraft. Remember we talked about that aircraft making the emergency landing?
Yes, yes.
She's concerned about that. She says, if it had been me, Captain, I would not have gotten back on the same plane.
I know. I think that's a weird aspect of the story, because obviously if it's something that could have been on the plane, which we don't know, it would be a little weird getting back on that same plane.
Yeah, and not to be forgotten, let's see here. It looks like Al is on there, and The problem with Dr. Jerome Corsi is years ago he became a conspiratorialist, okay? And the deal that got him in all kinds of trouble was the story he left Kenya with when he supposedly had the goods on Barack Obama being born in Kenya, not being born in Hawaii. You remember all that?
Oh, right, right.
And he said that they confiscated his material that he had at the airport and told him he could leave without it or... he could be detained and put in jail for as long as they wanted to keep him. That was his story, correct?
As I recall, yeah.
But the Kenyan government never agreed with what Corsi had to say. So that's when the conspiratorial thing came in about him. And since then, everybody's wondered, you know, is this guy the real deal or what is it?
Well, exactly.
And I've had him on my show a number of times back in the day, and I always wondered about some of the stuff he said because I challenged him, and I never really got one of those answers that you would, you know, cast in stone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so when it comes to these emails, again, it'd be interesting to see if we ever get a... I expect that the Mueller report will go public at some point. It's supposed to be delivered to Congress.
Right.
But, of course, it will eventually, I think, come out. It just depends.
Well, it'll get leaked by somebody in Congress because they can't keep their mouth shut.
Right. And so then we'll know, you know, precisely why they're looking at these people, why they want to do these different indictments and so forth. But I have a feeling, Captain, that just as I think it was ABC News reporter, I think it was John Carl saying, look, this is going to be pretty anticlimactic.
Correct.
According to the people that he's talking to.
He's not the only one that's saying it either. There's a lot of other people that are saying the same thing, and I happen to be in that bowl. I don't see anything dramatic coming out of it. Yeah, they got some guys that work for the president, but guess what? Paul Manafort was known as being a slickster to begin with from day one, you know, greasy palms, that sort of thing. We knew all about him from days gone by. But let me talk about something different here. The president over the weekend gave a speech. We all sat there and wanted to see what he was going to say Saturday at 4 p.m. and we got a chance to hear it, and he made some proposals out there. He backed off a couple of things to try to make it easier for the Democrats to step aboard and say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And instead, the immigration hardliners rejected all of Trump's compromise.
They certainly did, Captain. Even prior to the president actually giving the speech, some of the information that had come out, they were already saying no. And again, they're simply proving to the American people that they have no interest in actually doing business on the Hill. They have no interest in coming to compromise, which the American people expect in a political way. They have no intention of doing that whatsoever. And to give up DACA, something that they fought for, again, just proves Democrats don't want DACA.
Ann Coulter is claiming that they're giving them amnesty and this, that, and the other, and they're not giving them amnesty. All they're doing is they're giving them an opportunity to go to the end of the longest line and give them a 3-year extension for what they're here for to begin with, but that's it. There's nothing about giving them citizenship unless the ones that have a skill, like an H-1B visa type person, they have a skill that can be used by us because we need them more than they need us, then definitely we'll put them at the end of the longest line and give them an opportunity for citizenship. But they must assimilate, and that's got to start to be enforced, because I ran into a guy tonight that was working right around where I was at, and the guy couldn't speak English, but he had a little telephone, and he translated the Spanish to English so I could understand what he was trying to tell me.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, tell us how to hear your show real quick.
Yes, go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll see you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Lots to talk about tonight. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
He's bound down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time he's bound just like a bandit run. They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Alrighty, you. There goes LJ in the big old KW eastbound down there somewhere along I-75. Or, well, wait a minute. She's on I-4. She's going eastbound. There you go. So hammer down to Orlando Town goes LJ. All righty. Now, I got to tell you that this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, four dealerships. We'll tell you all about that in a minute, where it's the home of You Serve, You Save. Well, the snow went through. Now we've got bitter cold wind chills following the departing northeast storm in the north. Heavy snow and high winds out west. We've got another big system from Montana all the way down into Nevada and Colorado and Utah and Wyoming and Nebraska, western Nebraska, and the Dakotas. And it is starting to move to the east. This is going to be another barn burner of a storm. Now we've got bitter cold wind chills tonight in the northeastern part of North Dakota, all of northern Minnesota. There's some snow in the Twin Cities, some snow flurries, and over east towards the lake into Wisconsin. Bitter cold temperatures in northern Wisconsin, central Wisconsin. All of Michigan right now is under a wind chill advisory. So is it most of Indiana, all of Ohio. Still snowing along the lake in Ohio from Cleveland east. Then you pick it up again around Buffalo, all the way east over to Syracuse, and then up north it's still snowing all the way to the Canadian border, up along through Oswego County, Jefferson County, Lewis County, and up to the Thousand Islands Bridge. And of course we still have a winter storm warning for the eastern part of New England, to include New Hampshire and most of Maine. Northern Maine is getting socked right now, 2 to 3 feet of snow up in the northern part of Maine, Presque Isle, Caribou, that section. For you guys that are going up there to get french fries, you might have a little bit of a delay getting there, but I'm just saying, what do I know? All right, the whole East Coast right now, you've got a system as this storm goes out to sea where you got a lot of wind along the coast. Again, wind chill advisory all across New York and New England and Pennsylvania and Jersey and Maryland and Delaware, most of Virginia, most of West Virginia. I mean, it is just plain freaking cold. All right, just cold and windy on top of the cold. Now, to the south, where it didn't snow, but it did warm up a little bit, they had some tornadoes. By the way, Tyndall Air Force Base had another tornado, a tornado strike them over the weekend that aggravated the damage they already had there. Even though it was a small Cat 1 Florida-type hurricane, it was enough to disrupt the apple cart, so to speak. And I also want to mention that we've got some fog tonight, as well as some, and by the way, it'll be freezing fog where this is at, because southeastern Georgia, Valdosta over to Brunswick, and in about 50 or 60 miles, a hard freeze warning all the way down through North Florida, down to just north of Ocala, Crystal River, Citrus County, and on up to the Georgia line. So be advised of that. Now, I want to go out west before I go to the caller that's on the line here. Out west, most of Montana, most of Idaho right now, heavy snow going on tonight. And they will be measuring this snow out there in the west again in terms of feet, especially in the higher elevations, Utah, Wyoming, Nevada, eastern Nevada, going over into Utah. We've got a lot of snow, winter storm warnings through most of the state there. Colorado, we've got snow, Denver area, Denver west, southwest Grand Junction, going out towards the east, scattered flurries headed towards Kansas again, up in Nebraska, and, out in the far western end of Nebraska and Wyoming. Winter storm warning in Wyoming. I-80, you're going to have an adventure there, going west of Omaha. For sure, you'll drive right into it. California in the mountains, it looks like Reno getting a little snow there, on down all the way to the San Bernardino Mountains. Then you got a bunch of high winds there through there. Windy in Arizona, windy and snow up towards the Colorado border on I-25. In New Mexico, and other than that, not looking too bad. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, the home of You Serve, You Save, with their four dealerships, definitely a place for you to go. Moss Family Automotive, which includes Moss Nissan in Newport Richey and Crystal River, and of course the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa on Dale Mabry and Kellerwood, and then you've got The Moss Wholesale to the Public, the other Moss Family Automotive Store, where you can find everything from cars to trucks to boats to motorhomes. Check them out online, Moss Family Automotive. All right, Dan the Man's with us. Dan the Man, you got about 3 minutes. Go for it.
Okay, hey, what happened last week with Mueller going, sending his spokesperson out saying that it wasn't true, right?
Correct.
Look what he said. He didn't say it wasn't true. He said it was inaccurate. And they're laying low. They're still laying low for Trump. I think in another 30 to 60 days, people will come back to that and go, he didn't say he didn't do it. He said it was inaccurate.
Yes, yeah, so the facts weren't accurate.
The facts weren't accurate, but didn't say it wasn't true.
Well, BuzzFeed's so, standing by their story. The people that wrote it are saying, no, it's accurate.
I think something got leaked out that Mueller didn't want to get leaked out.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to hurry up and squelch the volume a little bit and tone it down because they're still laying low for him, period.
I know.
They would love to. So when people came out, I heard a number of pundits going, see, well, even Mueller says he didn't do it. As I said, that's like Clinton-esque. Didn't say he didn't do it, said it was inaccurate. And that can mean a lot of things, but it's a lot different than he didn't do it. It could have been an embellishment. And like you said, BuzzFeed sticking by it. I think, too, Mueller would like to know who the leaks were. I think it got out, and there was one time facts got in front of them before they could control it, and I think they would like to know who leaked it and then take care of it that way.
You know, all they're doing is a sources said thing, which is normal.
And like you said with Roger Stone, Roger Stone has never had a conversation with anybody that he didn't lie about three things. He elaborates, he grossly embellishes, and, you know, he's a character.
He's all about himself.
Right.
And what's in it for him.
Exactly.
And he tries to draw attention to him so he can get on television.
That's right.
And sell his books, by the way.
Well, this, you know, it's kind of come back to bite him.
Yeah.
Especially in this affair.
Plus, the people in Tampa need to understand that on three separate occasions where he was supposed to be somewhere and do something that he had committed to do, he never showed up.
But that's right.
Because it didn't suit his fancy.
It's all, like you said, it's all about him.
That's right.
It's all about how much money he can put line his pockets.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And if he has to lie to do it, he's very entertaining, he's very verbal, but he's not the most truthful person in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
That's about it with it. Listen, at 7 this morning, it'll be 8 below here.
Well, you can have it. I don't want it. It's going to be about 40 down here, which is cold enough for us. But keep in mind, folks, if you're up there and it's 8 below zero, like Dan just said, 40 degrees down here would be pretty toasty to you. Going to be in the middle 60s today. Might have a couple of days of cooler temperatures. But guess what? The beach is still here, and so is the water.
Oh, I know, and I can't wait to get down there in a couple
Come
weeks.
Come on down. I'll take you over to the Mission Barbecue.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to get out of this cold weather.
Yep.
So,
because that's where I'm at Tuesday. Have lunch with the captain.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to underscore that.
I agree.
They didn't do it. Said it was inaccurate, and that's a big difference.
Yep. Said they didn't get the facts straight. Okie dokie, Dan. Thanks very much. The music's coming up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you later on in the week.
All righty, and that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him very much. And by the way, when we come back after the top of the hour, Ms. Rosemary is on assignment. She's got the night off. She's got some things that she's doing tonight, and we'll talk to her again tomorrow night. But on the way back, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Right after the news, I'm going to let Kathy give you the number here in just a second. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coast to coast, border to border, and all points in between around the world on the Internet. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.